Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour as we kick off a new week from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob Getty, Kelly Sander, Dima Mixon, we're all here today. Beautiful afternoon here at Hattiesburg. Opening second sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. What a great place to take your family for dinner. Had some brisket from there the other night, Sander. Delicious.
I've never been to Dickie's and been disappointed.
Oh. Yes. No.
I was wondering, you've never been to Dickie's.
Finish my statement.
He likes the cream spinach and ice cream.
I can tell. The ice cream especially.
You can tell.
Does this generation not know about respect for elders?
I don't know. He's fitting right in. I do know that. All right, it's Monday. We always talk to head football coach Will Hall. He's on the phone with us right now. Coach, thank you for coming on the show, sir. Look, Coach, you and I are friends, and we can talk honestly with one another. I know you, along with all Southern Miss fans, were probably a little shocked and very disappointed by a 37-point loss to Jacksonville State that came into the game 0-3. They rack up 509 yards of offense. Golden Eagles get 246, four interceptions. I believe I'm right about that. Coach, I know it's a disappointing day for you. Tell us what you think happened.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much said it right there. You know, we had six turnovers. You're not going to win any football game when you have six turnovers. We had two on our first two drives. We were moving the ball really well. You know, the first one, we had a crossing route wide open, which is where the ball should have gone. We hit Mims right there. We got a chance to break it on down and be up 7-0. And so those two turnovers right off the bat were really, really disappointing, really big letdowns. We did not leverage the run well, something we were really good at in the first two games of the year. The last two games, we've been awful at it. We've given up, over 600 yards rushing in our last two games. And, you know, after that, we drive it and score. It's 21-7. We gave up a 3rd-and-18 screen pass for a touchdown, which was inexcusable. So it's 21-7. We drive it all the way down to the 1-yard line and fumble on a walk-in to the end zone. You know, I mean, it was well-designed play. We're fixed to just walk into the end zone and we fumble. You know, so after that terrible start and turning it over so many times and not leveraging the run, we fought back and fixed to be 21-14 at halftime. And that was a devastating turnover there. And then we come out second half. We get them to a 2nd-and-20, and they hit a little under route. Freshman linebacker doesn't play it like the way he's supposed to. And they crease us, and we've got to get the ball down right there. And they go all the way to the house and stretched it back out to a 3-score game right there. And that was kind of when the game really turned. But our issues right now is over the last 2 weeks, we're not leveraging the run. We're not trusting each other. We're not tackling. There's too much space. We've got to eliminate space defensively. That's been the point of emphasis over the last 48 hours is squeezing it back down, becoming a team that's great at shocking and shedding on the line of scrimmage, holding firm in your gap, eliminating space so there isn't so much pressure on our safeties and so much space on those guys. That's something we've been good at in our past. We were pitiful at it Saturday. We're going to get better at that this off week. And then offensively, We've got 13 turnovers in four games, you know, which is awful. And so we're a football team right now that's not leveraging a run and tackling and eliminating space, and we're turning the football over, and that's not going to win any games. We get those two issues fixed, just those two issues in and of itself, we got a chance to be in every game the rest of this season. The bad thing is it's really, really bad. I take responsibility for it. It was awful. Had a great week of practice. Did not see that coming. The good thing is it is fixable. We cannot throw the ball to the other team. We can choose not to do that. We can also choose to play with great technique on the line of scrimmage like we've done in our past. We can choose to not get so much depth at safety and align correctly and leverage the run correctly. We've done that in our past. So those are things that we've got to get fixed this week. The one thing we did do well is we played much better in the kicking game. You know, our punt unit was great. We got one good punt return by Ty Mims, had a chance for it to be an explosive. We had a kickoff return, you know, out past the 25, and our kickoff cover team was really, really good. Now, we kicked both balls through the end zone and they couldn't return it, but our coverage team was down in good lanes. We made a field goal with the young kicker. We ended up taking it off the board and continuing that drive because of a penalty. And then we blocked an extra point with our field goal block team. So we took good strides with our special teams, which was a point of emphasis last week. But we've got to tackle better. We've got to eliminate space better. We've got to leverage the run better. And we've got to not turn the ball over. And those are things that you can do with a choice. We're making that choice as we speak.
Will, you've talked a lot about how your team continues to improve every single week. It kind of looked like on Saturday they just gave up as soon as they took that three-score lead. Seemed like they weren't there mentally throughout the rest of the game. Do you still feel like they're continuing to get better every single week?
Well, we took a step back this week, but we will look a lot better this next week. I can assure you that. But, no, I can't deny that that we didn't look like a Southern Miss football team this past week. And, you know, we're disappointed in it. We're humiliated with it. The whole program is players, coaches. Like I said, we had a chance to cut it to a one-score game. That's disheartening. And then we get them to second and 20 and let them go the length of the field. I don't think we gave up. I think we kept playing. You know, we kept moving the ball offensively. We just turned it over again. You know, six turnovers. When we only punted four times, when you punt four times in a game, you usually have between, you know, 30 and 40 points somewhere along in there, you know, is normally the deal. You know, if you punt four times, you're going to have score somewhere between 30 and 40. And we scored seven because we turned it over six times. And, you know, so every time we got the ball moving, we turned it over. I don't think they quit. I just think we turned it over.
Coach, your quarterback situation, here we are. Now we used three different guys at the quarterback position. Crawford obviously hurt. Tell us about the thought process of taking Rodemaker out and putting John White in.
He threw two picks on two straight drives. Easy decision. You know, I mean, easy decision. We got a wide open crossing route on the first drive, on the first series of the game. Should have hit him, should have been rolling. Ty Mims may score right there. He's definitely going to get it all the way down into the red zone. In the next play, he scrambles out on first down, throws the ball behind the guy on a scramble play, and he gets picked. So two drives, two picks on two plays that should not have happened. Made a change.
So I'm guessing that the quarterback position going into the Louisiana game in a couple of weeks is back wide open again?
I don't think it's any different than it's ever been. You know, Kelly, you know, we got some that are banged up, some that are hurt, some that are healthy. I think all three kids can play. I think they've proven that they can play outside of this past game. You know, we turned the ball over too much in this game. Besides that, we've had some pretty good quarterback play this year. I expect that we'll have a really good week of practice this week and next week, and we'll play well at quarterback next week.
I'm just really, you know, as a fan and as a friend, I'm really frustrated because you look at, you know, you've said that your words that we've got everything here at Southern Miss that it takes to win. You know, it's coaching salaries. We're in the top third. Some people will say, you know, that was an issue. NIL, you know, we're doing pretty well. It's just there's just something disconnecting. We're just not very good right now. Reassure me, Coach.
Yeah, you, Yeah, you know, I've always said from the moment I got here, Kelly, from the moment I got here, I said we want to build this thing back to being one of the top group of five football teams in America. We've got everything we need here to win. We're in year four, and we need to win. We're four games into this thing. Really disappointed in how we played last week. We're about to start conference play, and we've got to play better, and we should play better. And we should put a better product out on the field. I don't deny that. We do have what it takes to win here. I've never denied that. Nobody's more disappointed than me. I think we've got to coach better and play better, and I think we will.
We're talking to head football coach Will Hall on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're going to continue our conversation other side of a very short break. First of all, though, we want to remind you about our good friends at Mobe Beignet Company, the official beignet store of the Eagle Hour, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. You can check out their Facebook page and see what monthly specials they may have. Also, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, and so many of you around the state and the country listen to us every day on the podcast. We're grateful to you for that. Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or YouTube, or you can tell Alexa, everybody but Kelly, Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Kelly, by the way, in his Lost in Space, I guess he's reverted back to his childhood.
Yeah, all the 1960s cartoons, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's better than the salmon outfit, but we'll be back. More with Coach Will Hall next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Our Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment of our program on Hardy Street. Great place to buy all your Southern Miss apparel. Miss Kathleen, we love that lady, and hope the next time you're in Campus Bookmart, you'll tell her what the guys on the Eagle Hour said about it. I think she knows how we feel. We're talking to head football coach Will Hall on the heels of a 44-7 loss to Jacksonville State. Coach, I know you've been at this game a long time, and you know, you have talked to us throughout the year about your happiness with your ability to recruit the kids that you've got on the team, and I think the school has done well through the portal. But obviously, things are not going well right now, and you kind of explained that in the first segment. As a coach that's been in the game a long time, can you put your finger on why the players are making the mistakes that you highlighted in the first segment?
Well, we're all in it together, you know, coaches and players. We've got to coach better, and then we got to play better. And, you know, it's we got two new coordinators on each side of the ball, but that's no excuse. We got to play better than what we played this past week. You know, we got to play better than what we played this past week. We were moving in the right direction in a lot of phases. Like I said, we did play better in the kicking game, but we lost leverage. We lost trust. We lost alignment on defense, which created more space versus basically an option team out of the gun, and we got exposed because of it. And that's inexcusable. That's not the way we play. You go back and look at Kentucky and Southeast Louisiana. We play with great leverage and physicality. We tackled the ball. We rallied to the ball. We eliminated space before it got started to create better angles to tackle the ball. And we got to get back to that. And we got an off week right here and another week to get ready to play a really good football team. Offensively, you know, from South Florida through this past week, the last 2 weeks, we've had people open. We've hit them. You can see the creases in the run game and the passing game. We've just got to not turn the ball over. I mean, we turned it over six times. And, You know, that's 5 weeks of football for a good football team, you know. So we've got to eliminate that, and we can do that. We can make the choice to not turn the ball over. And we can get back to striking and shedding and eliminating alleys and lanes and so much space in order to make tackles. And that's obviously the point of emphasis. Embarrassed about how we played. I'm embarrassed, you know, for anybody affiliated with our program, from the staff to the players to all the fans to my family and to anybody that's affiliated with it. I'm embarrassed about it. It was an embarrassing day all the way around, and we are, you know, we're attacking the issues. We've identified the problems. We've got the solutions. We know what we're going to do to work on to fix it, and we're going to get them fixed.
Coach, I want to go back and fill in the blanks about the comment about, you know, you can choose not to throw interceptions. I'm guessing you're talking about, and I certainly don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm guessing you're saying throw the ball out of bounds or even take a sack, but don't throw to a receiver that's not open. Or can you kind of just elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah. Go through your progression the right way, and if somebody's covered, don't throw it to the other team. Yeah, I mean, like, it's not as – I mean, the first interception, like I said, we should have thrown the crossing route that was wide open. The second one, we scramble and we make an inaccurate throw behind them on a first down situation. The third one, John tried to throw it over a defender on a bootleg, and you can't throw over defenders unless you're going to get it over them. In college football, people will jump up and pick it, and that guy made a great play. And then the last one was a go ball, you know, really more on the receiver. When you throw a one-on-one go ball, you know, usually either catch it, you get a defensive pass interference, or it's incomplete. You know, I really feel like the receiver shouldn't have let that get intercepted. But those were our four picks. Then we fumbled the ball on the one-yard line going in.
Right.
And then we fumbled again late on an outside zone. We had cut it up and got 5 yards. And fumbles are inexcusable all the way around, you know. So, those were our 6 turnovers. You eliminate that to 3, which is still a terrible game, and you stop a 3rd and 18 and a 2nd and 20, and that's probably a tie game in the fourth quarter. But that's ifs and buts, candy and nuts, right? Like, we got to get that fixed. Like, that, it's inexcusable, it's embarrassing, and we got to fix it.
Where do you point to the responsibility of that?
Everybody. Me. I guess me. Me through everybody. The responsibility of what specifically?
Just the ability, the turnovers and the execution. Is that more of the players or the
– If you have the ball carrier, if you have the ball in your hands, with the term we use, you have all of our lives in your hand. When we hand you the ball or give you the opportunity to have the ball, you have everybody's livelihood in your hand at that time. Everybody in this whole program's livelihood. We are trusting you with our lives when we give you the ball. And you've got to guard it and take care of it that way and treat it that way. And, you know, we've got to do a better job of that.
Coach, what did you say to your guys after the game? And I don't think y'all practiced today, but what will be the message when you take the practice field tomorrow?
Yeah, we had meetings today, and the message is, here's our issues. Here's what we got to fix. We've got our whole season in front of us. You know, that was a humiliating, embarrassing loss where we did not play Southern Miss football at all. You know, we were foolish with the football. We were foolish with our leverage and the way we attacked gaps, and the way we our approach to tackling was foolish. We just were not ourselves in any way. We've got to own that, and we've got to fix it. We're going to have fall camp practice tomorrow, good on good, and we're going to get after it. And I expect we'll practice extremely hard. Our kids want to fix it. They know what's at stake. They know conference plays coming up. We got Louisiana coming in here as a really good football team. And but the thing is, they know we're good enough to be better than what we are. This is not, you know, like I was saying to Kelly earlier, this is not our first year here where we didn't have what it takes. Well, we have the talent to be a good football team. We've got to play better, and it's got to happen fast.
Ethan Crawford, can you give us an update on his status, and if it's possible, we'll see him on the field anytime soon?
I'll tell you this, as soon as he can play, he's going to play, and he's improving.
Okay. But there's no timeline right now that we can specifically talk about. Odds are he won't play against Louisiana, correct?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Because,
okay.
Coach, the message has been consistent, right? And you hear people all the time say, well, with the lack of success we've had that the way you want it so far, people are afraid you're going to, air quotes, lose the team. You know, and I'm guessing what they mean by that. And so I just want you to talk about that, you know.
Kelly, I think y'all know I'm not going to lose the team. We didn't lose them last year. They all stayed when they could have gone to other places and made more money and all that. These kids know we love them. They know we're coaching them the right way. They know that what we're doing is right. We're not going to lose the team. You don't have to worry about that. And that's proven. I mean, we just got to not turn the ball over, and we got to play our gap and leverage the run and tackle the ball. Like, this is not a – this is a – The problem has been identified. We got to fix it.
Coach, going forward, you got the bye week this week. You got a conference play opening up. What's kind of the schedule like? What are you doing over this bye week? I know you have practice tomorrow, then on Thursday, then normal week as normal next week.
Yes, we'll get out there on Monday as well next week and get an extra day on Louisiana. But Tuesday and Thursday this week will be like a spring ball fall camp. Good. Obviously, we're working on continuing to improve offensively, not turning the ball over, and then defensively, the whole point of emphasis all week is eliminating space by alignment, by the way we attack gaps, extension, shedding, sitting down in gaps, not running through gaps to eliminate space, safety depth, safety eye control, to where we can leverage the ball carrier faster, and in areas with less space to give us better opportunities to tackle. Also working tackling, which we work tackling every day, and we'll continue to work it. So that's the point of emphasis all week. That's the directives from me through the staff onto the players. That's what we'll be doing.
All right, Coach, we've got a minute left. A lot of people listen to this radio show, as you know. What is your message right now to the Southern Miss football fan base?
I don't have one, Bob. Look, man, I get it. I get everybody's frustrated. I understand it. I'm frustrated too. It's year four. We need to win. Talk is cheap. It's time for me to do something worthwhile. And it's time for this football team too. We got 2 weeks to play Louisiana and start conference play. We got to put a way better product out on the field. I accept that and understand that. And, nobody's more demanding of that than on myself than me. For that. Nobody's more embarrassed about that than me. So, I would say to them, expect us to play a whole lot better in 2 weeks. We're going to.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I know probably not anything you've been looking forward to, but we knew you'd be here, and we appreciate you, sir.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah.
There's only two types of class, first and none, guys, and y'all know me. All right? We're not getting it done on the field, but I'm always going to treat people the right way and treat people with respect, and I always appreciate y'all.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Coach Will Hall, everybody, head football coach at Southern Miss. Not an easy conversation.
But there wasn't anything he said not to ask him either.
No, that's exactly right. All right, when we come back, Lee Roberts will give us his observation of things. Hang on.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour. Want to thank Coach Will Hall for coming on and taking the fire for 30 minutes. Respect that and appreciate him taking the time to talk to us. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of our program. It is a great place to buy lunch 5 days a week, dinner 7 nights a week. They open on Sunday. They're open on Sunday, aren't they?
And they're opening today at 2 o'clock because there's 2 NFL games today.
Yeah, that's right. Boy, is there a...
Well, there's one NFL game, and then the Bengals and Commanders.
There's a pillow fight later tonight on national TV. Yeah. I'm going to say right now, Bengals by three touchdowns, easy. They're playing the worst team maybe in the history of the National Football League.
But I'm telling you, Bob, the Bengals don't have a killer instinct. If they beat the Commanders, it'll be by seven or less.
Oh, come on,
Kelly. Watch.
Come on.
Watch, I'll tell you. You know who would know is our next guest.
Yeah, Lee Roberts, you like Cincinnati by more than seven over the hapless Washington, whatever they are this month, don't you?
Yeah, I don't keep up a ton on the NFL stuff, but I'd have to say, two score game. We'll go with two scores.
All right. You were there Saturday. You saw it. You were doing the color commentary. 44-7. It's hard to paint a pretty picture of it, Lee. Your observation of what do you think happened that caused such a total collapse?
I mean, bottom line, it was turnovers. You can't go anywhere and beat anybody, I don't care who they are, how good or bad, and have six turnovers and try to win. You know, so that was my first synopsis is, you know, and that's the obvious. I mean, you look at the stat sheet showing four interceptions, two turnovers, and then what they did was turn, you know, those turnovers into points. So give them more opportunity. And, you know, and it was a team that was hungry, too. I mean, it was a Jacksonville State team that was 0-3. But they were hungry, man. They should have won last week, and they came in and homecoming, a lot of emotion, and things went their way, and they just really capitalized. And then I think on the defensive side, not to mention, you know, just giving the ball back to their offense so many times, our defense just didn't tackle well. So that was the two obvious things, you know, that I was able to come up with, you know, for sure. And, I mean, the average fan can see that as well. I mean, just – well, what they were able to do offensively, I mean, it was nothing special. They moved the ball, throwing, running. Their quarterback, yeah, he was tough to take down and elusive. But, you know, we've seen that kind of guy before. But we've got to be able to tackle well, and we've got to be able to protect the football.
Yeah, here's something that we really haven't talked about because it just really came up Saturday. We talk about the Southern Miss football the way it was. You know, when Lee Roberts was playing, even back to the 80s, and Dima just – patronize me here for just a second, you know, because I'm going back to the old days. But but rebuilding a program is one thing, but being scheduled for homecoming, when has a Southern Miss football team ever been scheduled to be somebody's homecoming opponent?
No team Lee Roberts ever quarterbacked, I can tell you.
You know, so I'm saying that the national outlook of Southern Miss now is let's schedule them for homecoming. That just wasn't – that's frustrating. You know,
I mean, it is. But again, you got to be able to take care of business. And we didn't, you know, like I said, regardless of what's going on campus or whatever team you're playing. I mean, it is what it is. And we just didn't play well. And it was unfortunate. I know the guys are sick this morning. That was a sick bus ride home for the coaches, the players. I was really thinking that it'd be a game where we could go and play well. And I was talking to Jeremy McClain before the game, and you know, he was just kind of telling me that, hey, I feel like this is a chance where we can go do really good things in all phases. And man, nothing really went our way, and we just didn't play well in any phase. So it was a big shock to me for sure.
Lee, when you were playing, and we've heard other players of your era say this, that you guys just had this attitude. I mean, you had this expectation. We're going to win the game. We don't really care who we're playing or where we're playing. We're going over there to win the football game, and there's not much you can do to stop us. Do you sense that that's been lost, perhaps? And if it has, how important is that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the expectation you have to have. I mean, I think these guys feel like they can go win and be in every game, but it just doesn't appear to look like it on the field, like they truly believe it deep down. I mean, you hear the coaches talk, we've got talent, we've got playmakers. We're just not making the plays that we have to make, and we're giving up plays. We're giving up chunk yards, and we're having dumb penalties. Yeah, so we're not playing with that same type of emotion that I feel like that Southern Miss requires. I mean, yeah, you can go back to the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, and really up to 2011 and, you know, pick pretty much any year there and say, hey, those teams really fought to win. And we've lost that edge, and we've got to figure out a way to get it back.
Well, additionally, concerningly, is it's not, you know, it's always about winning and losing, right? But I think what's frustrating to me is that in the games that the Eagles have lost this year, they really have not been close. I mean, the games have not been close. You know, the scores have not been close. So the first step is maybe being competitive and then winning, or can you make that big jump just like that?
I mean, I think you have to now. You know, I think I said last week on the show that if we could finish non-conference 2-2, you know, you're sitting pretty good going into a bye week facing some of the opponents coming up the next 8 weeks, but I think you have to. I think you got to start being a little more competitive. You got to find a way to win, or it's going to be a long, long season. And I know this team's not ready to give up. They won't give up. This coaching staff's not ready to give up. But there's 8 games out there, and I think they are going to look at this week and next week as they get prepared for Sun Belt play and try to figure out a way to win 8 more games and try to get things turned around quickly. I mean, the ship is moving in the wrong direction right now, and they got to figure out a way to stop it and get it going in the right direction.
And the way the schedule was originally set up, 4 games bye week, 4 games bye week, 4 more games. So really, you know, ideally as far as rest and all that goes, it's set up pretty good, Dima.
Yeah, and Lee, I wanted to ask you this because I know that Will has looked back on his, you know, coaching career at Southern Miss, and there's evidence against what I'm about to ask you. But what do you think, what do you say to those who fear that this coaching staff might lose the locker room internally, and maybe even the players, you know, internally separating from their peers, if that makes sense. Because anytime, you know, it's frustrating, and players, especially college students, act, you know, not with their own self-interests when they're frustrated.
Well, I'm gonna kind of answer this by giving you 3 words, and it's attitude is everything. Coach Hall kind of came in, you know, 4 years ago and kind of talked about, hey, attitude is everything. And this team, this last 4 years have kind of adopted that, AIE. Guys wear it on their shirts. And if their attitude is not right, then the next step is not going to be good. So it's going to have to be their attitude. It's got to be positive. And they can't do the things internally and turn against each other and turn against the coaches and the program. And, you know, if that begins to be the problem, and I think it's got to be hit head on, and, you know, guys need to be dismissed or what have you. So I hope that nothing is turning on the inside, because I feel like these guys know that they still have an opportunity this year to right the ship and get it turned in the right direction. And, you know, fortunately, Wade Kelly said, hey, 4 weeks, a bye week, 4 weeks, a bye week. It is. It's set up perfectly. And, you know, you don't want to be sitting 1-3 at this bye week, but we are. And you've got an opportunity for 2 weeks to try to figure things out before we get started in Sun Belt play.
You know, we're grown men, right? A lot of us here, we understand that the ups and downs that life will present you, and some really steep ups and some really deep downs. But your heart really goes out, and this is more an observation than a question. Your heart really goes out to these guys, you know, because they're playing football because they love to play football, and it's just, you know, you're just really pulling for something good to happen to this team. And Bob, there's no telling if something good could happen to this team, what might happen after that.
Yeah,
you know,
I think so. And Lee, I think personally speaking, one of the most frustrating things for me is we're in year 4 of Will Hall, and you know, we thought this would be the year we have a quarterback that's going to lead the team every week, just like you did when you were playing. But, you know, Lee, we're in what, 4 games? We're playing 3 quarterbacks 4 games into the season. That has to stop too, does it not?
I mean, it does. I mean, you can look back at each year and, you know, whether it be Trey Lowe or Ty Keys or Zach Wilkie or, you know, whoever else was that next guy coming in, you know, gets hurt, and you just have to kind of move down the ladder. And, you know, was Tate Rodemaker the answer for this year? Hey, when that guy's standing in the pocket, he's very accurate. Does he have the biggest arm? No. But he's got an ankle injury, and it really affects him throwing the football. Yes, Saturday made some dumb, poor decisions. You know, so we don't have Ethan Crawford on the field either, another guy that's hurt, that's got a lot of talent. So then you're kind of opted to go to the freshman in John White. And, man, he looked as good as he could look for a couple series and then fumbles it going into, you know, the goal line. And that just kind of – that turned things to the negative. And then I think from that point forward, we just gave up too many yards, too many points in the second half, and he started trying to force some throws. And, you know, it's very unfortunate. You know, it kind of takes you back to the beginning. We got to protect the football.
Well, I got some good news. You get this Saturday off, Lee.
Hey, how about that, man? A bye week is nice, so I'm going to enjoy it and just take some time for myself. Indeed,
he's going to beat up on a couple of Catholic nuns on the pickleball court.
but we're still gonna expect you to be at work Monday at 1:40, Lee.
You got it. I will be there. Waiting on you guys.
All right, Lee Roberts, everybody. We appreciate him. Great friend of ours, and boy, we need a Lee Roberts. You know, I mean, really, we do. We need a Lee Roberts quarterback.
I don't think they make them like him anymore.
I don't think so.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, DBAT sponsors this segment of our program. What a great place to take your son or daughter. They play baseball or softball or both. Take them to DBAT. They'll be the very, very best they can be. Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest on the road today. Visit the all-new Genesis showroom, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Luke Johnson joins us tomorrow. Get his take on the weekend. I want to go around the table here first. I'll give you my opinion first, guys, since it's the least important. I've been watching Southern Miss football since the days of Bobby Collins, and I don't know that I've ever felt worse watching them play Jacksonville State. Not that, you know, I disrespect Jacksonville State, but that's just not the kind of program that, for the 50 years I've followed Southern Miss football, that number one beats Southern Miss by 37 points. I mean, it's hard for me to put in words, Dima, how disappointing it is and how concerned I am.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to really – there's no analytics. I mean, like Coach Hall said in the beginning of this show, it's embarrassing. There's no excuse for it. Even if you went over there and lost 24-20, it still would have been embarrassing. But the fact that they just looked utterly uncompetitive. And, you know, you can do the if and buts and wins and all this stuff about if they would have taken this drag route this way or that way or not fumbled it here. But the bottom line is they did. And they did not do enough to win a game against a team who just became an FBS opponent 2 years ago. Or last year was our first year. And not to mention that, but we talked about last week about how bad that Jacksonville State defense was all season. They're one of the worst in the country, and just 7 points for Southern Miss's offense. You know, 6 turnovers against one of the worst defenses in the country. You know, you only had 246 total yards on 60 plays. You know, Jackson State had 64 plays for 509 yards. Jacksonville State had 273 rushing yards, 236 passing yards. They were 4-for-4 in the red zone. They had
509 yards against the Southern Miss defense.
Three times Jacksonville State had 3 times the amount of penalties. I mean, it's just it's embarrassing. I understand the sentiment, but I really feel like, Kelly, those kids just I hate to say it, but I just feel like they just gave up in the second half.
Well, we talked about the Jacksonville State defense being, you know, our Eagles defense was not a whole lot better. So the fact that Jacksonville State maybe did what it did, maybe not as surprising as what little offense, you know, we were able to muster. But to be fair and to keep things in perspective, a lot of the yards that Jacksonville State got is after they had 6 additional offensive series, right? The Southern Miss defense was on the field a long time when you turn it over 6 times. How many additional snaps, you know, mm-hmm. that you take into account there? But, and some people will compare, you know, are starting to compare this team to that 2012 team whose coach's name we won't mention. But it's really apples and oranges because that coach was only here a single season.
Correct.
Right. This is the fourth year into a 10-year of a full recruitment.
I hate to say this, but that team played Louisville and East Carolina and some pretty good teams.
Well, that the Jacksonville State thing was a little bit you know, concerning. And like I said, maybe I'm just so old school that I'm going, man, the ultimate slap is being scheduled for somebody's homecoming. Right,
and I feel like that's happened before. That's happened before.
It's probably happened. I don't know.
I don't think it's that.
Maybe I'm just hypersensitive to it now.
I don't know.
You know, but and like Lee said, you know, they don't have a choice now to be first step, next step, competitive. Step after that, win. No, they don't have that choice now.
Yeah, they have to win 5 out of the next 8 games to get to a bowl game.
And when you look at going to James Madison.
Yeah, you got James Madison on the schedule. You got Texas State on the schedule. South Alabama, who's really turned a course. They went up and pounded App State.
How about that offense?
You got them.
Yeah. South Al.
Marshall played Ohio State pretty well, honestly. You got a ton of teams on this schedule who are coming either to the Rock or on the road that Southern Miss is going to have to figure out a lot if they want to be anywhere near competitive against any of those teams.
Well, the good news is they've got 2 weeks. I don't think it could come at a better time.
Right, I agree.
I think this is a good time.
Well, we talked all season about how, or all off season, or preseason, about how this Jacksonville State and USF game would shape the season, and I think we have our answer.
If indeed that is the case, then there's some concern, you know, going forward. But, you know, I always try to want to keep a little bit in the glass, you know. From Chris Jones, a linebacker, man, that guy's a stud.
He's good.
You can tell. I mean, he's going to be a great one. And John White's going to be, I really think, a great one.
Let me say this, that will fall on totally deaf ears. I get it. And it's just my opinion, which means nothing. It's understandable to be frustrated. It's understandable to be angry. It's understandable to be embarrassed after Saturday. I've experienced all of that. It just really is. Some of the vitriol, though, is just over the top on the internet. And there's no reason to get personal. There's no reason to just be, what's the word, Kelly? Just nasty, just vindictive.
Lack of civility.
Yeah, I mean, come on, just relax, man. I mean, nobody's happy, but let's take the 2 weeks off and hope that things get better, guys.
And encourage the players, man. If you see the players, man, encourage them. You know,
yeah,
this exactly isn't right. This isn't the first time it's life's
Real quick,
been rough.
I know you're an Ohio State fan. Are they going to play a Division I school this year, or are they just going to keep doing what they're doing?
Hey, we got Sparty on Saturday.
Who?
Sparty.
Michigan State, like he said, are you going to play a Division I school?
Do you play a team with a winning record?
No, they're 3-1.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry that you're going to
I think they played Akron, too.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. And Jacksonville State.
I don't know about that now.
Oh, I don't either. All right, what a day. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thank you for listening. Southern Miss.
To the top. Keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A SuperTalk Mississippi Media Production.